1230 WSOO. It's 9/11 on your Monday morning, and on the phone with us, President and CEO of My Michigan Medical Center, Sue, Kevin Kalchak, joining us. Good morning, Kevin. And I should say Happy New Year. It's the first time we've spoken this year.
Yeah, good morning.
First of all, last time we chatted was in early December. How did the year wrap up for the hospital? And as you've flipped the calendar, what are some of the things that are going on here at the hospital here early in 2023?
Well, actually, from a financial perspective, we actually switched our fiscal year to be a July 1 to June 30th. So we're halfway in, and actually operations aren't great. We're seeing a lot of patients, but there's a lot of cost to our agency staffing because we're so short. We need to get we have agency RNs, agency CNAs, agency LPNs, and it's quite expensive. But so financially, not a great year, but looking forward to some of the projects that will be coming up and really trying to figure out what needs our community has and where we can expand services.
So when you talk about agency staffing and everything with nurses and CNNs and CNAs and things like that, what percentage of your staff would you say right now is being covered by those people?
Oh, boy, overall. Well, we have 900 employees, right? Mm-hmm. And we only have about 25 agency staff. So, you know, from a percentage perspective, it's relatively short, but in, you know, some crucial areas like, you know, nighttime in the ED, maybe there's one there out of the three,
right?
That type of thing. So I don't want to say it's a huge percentage, but it's very costly.
And you're just, there's nurses and those people that you're bringing in from outside that I guess maybe are like, I guess for lack of a better term, they travel around and fill those gaps at different healthcare facilities?
Yes, absolutely. Travel or agency staffing would be the term. And in the SHU isn't any different than any other hospitals. I mean, I know in the health system we have over 100 agency or travelers within the My Michigan Health. And I was on a call with some rural presidents a couple weeks ago, and of the 10 that were on the phone call, none of them did not have agency staffing. So every hospital that I talk to has agency staffing in some way, shape, or form.
One of the things I know that the hospital did, and this was prior to the name change, was that you implemented the MA program, I think it is, where people can come, they get paid, and they learn how to do those jobs, you know, from day one. Is that still going? And if so, how is that being attended, and how is that helping to address your needs?
Yes, it is going, and without that, we'd be in desperate shape right now to be able to staff our physician outpatient clinic. So yes, it is working. We need more so the physicians can be more efficient and we can see our community sooner so the wait times aren't so long. But we're absolutely going to continue that, and we're actually trying to expand that and working with Lake Superior State on certified nurse aides. And one of our local educators, Carrie Perez, is very involved in that, and we may even offer that here ourselves, trying to partner with Bay Mills Community College for EMS training, and hopefully they're going to start an LPN program soon, so they can't start soon enough for me.
Yeah, they should have started a couple years ago. You would have been happy about that. But yeah, I know that that's been an issue, I know, for many years and everything, especially when Lake State stopped that LPN program, that kind of stopped that feeder program into the hospital where people would get that two-year degree, and then, you know, a lot of them would move on and work at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So beyond that, how are other operations at the hospital going on right now as far as maybe bringing in new doctors? I know the other thing that you were working on the last time we talked was this master plan as far as what you're going to do and things that are going to, improvements that are going to be made at the hospital. Where is that right now?
Well, from a provider perspective, the last providers that we brought on were Dr. Eby, Dr. Balaraman, Sardar in oncology, and all of those are going really, really well. But I'll say that primary care has to be our number one major focus on recruitment and retention, whether that be physicians or advanced providers, nurse practitioners or PAs. So because right now our community has to wait probably at least a month if they want to have a primary care visit. And to get established, it could be 3 to 5 months. And that's just not a good enough turnaround. So we're going to be really focusing on that.
And you had mentioned before that a couple of the primary physicians and other physicians in the community that have been here for a long time, kind of pillars there at the hospital, are getting to the point now where they're probably going to retire.
Yeah, Dr. O'Connor is not going to see outpatients after, I believe it's April, so starting in May. And Dr. Tetzloff plans on not seeing outpatients a year from this August, so August of 2024.
So that's
going to be detrimental. I mean, they've been taking care of our community for a long time.
Sure. And obviously, like you said when you were on that phone call with other rural hospitals, I'm sure those communities as well are also struggling with maybe doctors that have, you know, been in the community for a long time, getting ready to retire, and also going into that pool of new physicians that are coming out of med school and everything, and trying to recruit them to come to their communities.
Yeah, and then primary care itself, internal medicine or family practice, from a primary care perspective, is it's a tough job. You go home every day with all the patients, you know, the workload, the refills of prescriptions and everything. And I just don't think we give enough respect to that. And it shows with people coming out of med school, a lot of them are going to subspecialties. If you're internal medicine, you're going into hospitalist work.
Mm-hmm.
So, our primary care is just undervalued, and we need to have a very high level of respect for them. They have a hard job.
We're talking to Kevin Kalchak, President and CEO of My Michigan Medical Center. Sue, Kevin, let's talk a little bit about the master plan right now. I know that's been ongoing work that's been going on as far as looking at the hospital property, looking at the physical plant, and trying to decide what areas need to be improved and expanded on. Where are you at with that right now?
Yeah, the one of the main things that we have to really look at is our behavioral health center, our inpatient behavioral health center. Having it out in Kinross, it gives great services. The staff are amazing, Dr. Masood and her team and all of the nurses. But to have it out in Kinross is unsafe at times. And so we're looking at, does it make more sense to bring it into town or to leave it out there? The other thing is just looking at our campus in general. Are we landlocked? What can we do with it? And then also just bringing up our older facilities need a lot of maintenance. And so I think over the next year, we're going to continue to look at data, analyze it to see what the needs are of our community, but really focus on the appearance and the structural, you know, maintenance issues that we have to do to get those up to date so we can move forward.
When you mentioned behavioral health, and that's obviously a growing concern and issue around the country and everything with so many people that need those services and everything. And is that something that you would think that maybe the hospital would expand and make larger the access to that?
Well, you know, honestly, we have a large enough unit with 20 beds. The problem right now is that the patients of the behavioral health unit are sometimes on no roommate orders. Mm-hmm. I think I've talked to you a little bit about that in the past, where it's just not safe for them to be in a room with another person at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So our 20 beds, because some of them are semi-private, there'd be 2 beds in a room. So our ability to see 20 goes down to 10 in those cases, or 11
right.
or 12. And then also what's holding us up is the nursing shortages. So, you know, if we expand, what we would do to expand is we'd basically make more private rooms, and then we have to get the staffing. And then I really think we'll be able to meet the needs. Dr. Masood is also looking into adolescents, like 15, 16, and 17-year-olds. So I think that would really serve our community well.
100%, absolutely. Kevin, what else is going on at the hospital that the people should know that's happening right now? And maybe things that maybe they do see on a regular basis when they come in the hospital, maybe they would notice that you want to bring attention to, or maybe things that they might not notice that are happening.
Well, I think I'd like to talk about what they wouldn't notice. What they wouldn't notice is that all of the directors from all of the departments, nursing, dietary, pharmacy, all of them, we meet daily at 9:30, and we have what's called our daily safety briefing, we just talk about, you know, what the issues of the day are. You know, are we short any supplies? Are we short staff? You know, do we have a patient that we can't get to a higher level of care? And we do that daily, and that's really to focus on the you know, the safety and outcomes of our community. And we're also focusing on safety by doing things like a what's called a SCORE survey, which stands for safety, communication, operational, reliability, and engagement. And it really just gives a, it's a survey that all of our staff take that tells what our culture of safety is so that we can see how resilient everybody is, you know, that type of thing, and really focus on the areas that are going to make a big difference. And I think the community would appreciate knowing that we're always focusing on what we can do better.
Well, and I think that really shows and everything. Whenever I've been to the hospital, whatever, you know, it's the staff is great. That's a great experience and everything. I think whether I'm in the hospital or in the doctor's office or whatever, I always feel safe, and I feel, you know, that that whatever measures need to be taken to make ensure that is are being met. So,
yeah, I think the patients, you know, when you come in here and you don't feel like you're being communicated, speak up. Tell them where we're missing the mark, so we can do better for you.
Absolutely. Anything else, Kevin? If you're meeting at 9:30, you've got a meeting to get to. But anything else you want to add before we let you go here for February?
No, I really appreciate your time, and thank you very much.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. We'll look forward to getting another update from you from next month. But Kevin, thanks so much. Kevin Kalchak, the president and CEO of My Michigan Medical Center Sioux, joining us here on 1230 WSOO.